Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, we're talking about the Dubs future, and Brian Geltzeiler got us on this conversation, plus just inspired by the homegrown nature of the new kids in town, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and whether or not the Warriors should be mortgaging any of the future for Steph Curry. I don't think the Warriors have a whole lot of a choice. You kind of have to. You have to do whatever you can to be good right now. If you could do that without getting older, that would be great. So in other words, like the Kevin Durant proposal that I threw out, it may be complete like pie in the sky, but it didn't include Jonathan Kuminga. And so maybe that would be a non-starter for the Suns. But if I'm going to deal Kuminga, well, I better get Brandon Ingram back. And the reason I say that is the only way that I really want to deal my high-level youth is if I get more youth in return. Brandon's only 26. That's young, but it's ready to win young as opposed to 21.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying. I am still pro Kevin Durant, but mortgage everything, all the draft picks and the Kuminga and the Poughkeepsie kid, that feels hot. That feels hot to me.
Poughkeepsie kid.
Especially when, you know, Brian Geltzeiler kind of laid it out where if you don't touch the four young guys, then you're looking at making moves around the margins. If you can get anything for the Chris Paul contract, you got to guarantee it. You don't have to fully guarantee it. You can guarantee a portion of it, and then the team would have to take on the totality of the contract. So you'd be looking for a team that wants a 39-year-old point guard who is going to become expiring, and then you have that salary slot on your books that you could then do something with the next year, and then you're talking about trading a draft pick as well. If you can trade Andrew Wiggins and a draft pick and maybe get a player back in that price point, that becomes something that's appetizing, I think, as long as you...
I mean, who is it? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
don't know who can do it.
Like, you said, if you can do it.
And the Utah report from yesterday about how they're going to be looking for four or five first-round picks for Lauri Markkanen.
That's a no.
And that's when no team is going to do that. And then you have to go out and pay Markkanen. So any player that you're going to get back is going to be flawed in some way. But I'm not a guy who wants Brandon Ingram, and I'm glad that the great Doc Pandya kind of supported my fears about his lack of durability and the injury concerns.
Saying that it's a concern does not mean it's a bad idea. Like, there's a concern with all of these players.
Yeah, but some are more of a concern than others.
If I offered you a Klay Thompson for two more years, got any concerns?
Yeah, but not so much about injury.
Really?
Yeah, he just played 77 games.
Okay, well, actually, that doesn't even... Right, but if he played 77 games and you hate 10 of them, then he only played 67 games.
Well, that's any player.
Well,
you could look at any player in the association and
I don't know.
Other than a select few and say, yeah, there were some bad games in there.
Right, except for, again, we're looking for a two. You're looking for a two. And Klay can't really do that anymore. Certainly not for 77 games. You know what I mean? Like a legit NBA two doesn't do 0 for 10. That's not in the repertoire.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
You don't do that. Klay's still a solid player, but he's a 3-4 type guy now, in my opinion. Nicholas in Santa Rosa with Willie and Dibby. Hey, Nicholas, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, legit. Hey, I hear everything you guys are saying. You know, Curry is the man. You got to continue building around Curry. We love Klay Thompson. You know, you can't count on Klay Thompson, though. He's wishy-washy. I mean, I think it's time to finally move on from Klay as much as we love Klay. And then I think trading Wiggins is a must. We need to get some more help for Curry while he's still essentially in his prime. He's not in his prime, but he still has those prime years left. And, you know, we got to get some help for him while he's still moving around, making shots. You can't count on Curry every single game. He needs help. We need a KD. Hey, draft Bronny if that's what it takes to bring in LeBron. Let's get it going, man. We need some help. I'm just leaving the A's game right now, but I love my Warriors. And let's get back in the playoffs. I wish I was making plans to make a game to go to a playoff game, you know? So let's get the Warriors back in the playoffs, baby. Let's go.
Nicholas, thanks. It's not about Steph Curry getting help. That's a given. That's what we're talking about. But what does that look like, and who is it? You know, he mentioned two names, Kevin Durant and LeBron. I see one of those as a total pipe dream, and the other one's not far off of it. But again, what does that look like? And I think that's kind of what we're getting at today. I think you could convince the majority of the Warrior fan base that Kevin Durant is a great idea. At what cost is my question?
Right.
What are you sending out? Are you mortgaging your entire future for Kevin Durant? Now, you made some interesting points with regard to what these draft picks will largely look like. I think this is fair. This idea of the four young guys, Kuminga, Moody, Pajemski, TJD, are they a core? No. Are any of them core pieces? Maybe.
Well, you hope Kuminga is.
Right. Are any of them good, solid NBA players? I'd argue all four of them. I can already tell you that.
Yeah.
So if you were to give any of them up, the question becomes, what are you really giving up? My answer would be likely not a lot if you're measuring the Warriors by title contention. You're probably not giving up a whole lot.
Well, even if you measured them individually, and I know not everybody has the same opinion. This is from the great Rich Mitchin, who paid $1.99 on the Super Chat.
Let's hear it.
In any scenario, we're better without Kuminga.
Well, he hates Kuminga. He's on here every day talking about that.
Well, $1.99, he deserved to have his day in court.
Cash me out one right. time.
I think that's why he finally paid. He's like, I've been saying this every day for the last 4 weeks.
If you look at each player individually and you think about the ceiling, Jonathan Kuminga's ceiling is the highest of the four, and he could be a 20-point-a-game guy at his best. I think the Poughkeepsie kid, Pajemski, he could be a solid starter bench player. TJD could be a good, sturdy, reliable big, a guy who can get you, you know, 10 and 8 over the course of a night or course of a career or two. You could be a very good team.
You could be, but here's what I mean by the statement I'm making, and I'll give it to you after I tell you that you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. Here's what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is not when I say you're not giving up much.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That doesn't mean that Jonathan Kuminga is not a really good player. I guess what I'm saying is if you hold on to everyone, you hold on to everyone, and you're like, all right, Steph, I'm sorry. I know you're Steph, but we're not budging. We are keeping our future. We're keeping our good young players and all of our draft picks. We will not move them for an established veteran star. Okay, fine. When Steph's done, you've guaranteed yourself what? And maybe guarantee's too strong of a word.
You're a lottery team.
You've even created the likelihood of what?
You're a lottery team.
All right, then what are we doing?
If in 4 years, Steph retires, Draymond's contract is up, Klay's already been gone, and the rest of it, Wiggins would be up at that point as well, and four of your starting five are Kuminga, TJD, Pods, and Moody, and you add in whoever else, maybe it's Gee and some of the other younger players, and maybe a pick that you get 2 years from now, you're a 23-win team. You're 23-59. Without any additional outside help.
Remember, though, there's all that we don't know, which means that you would have free agent signings each year, and you would be keeping your draft picks, and you would be making those draft picks, and you don't know who those people are going to be.
Well, we're assuming that the draft picks are picks in the teens or maybe lower lottery, and they're fine players. They're rotational guys, and you add them to this mix. I don't think you're going to find a superstar between now and then. And so.
You
never know. And as a free agency destination without Steph, and when Draymond's leaving, I don't know how attractive this is. And that's something that Joe Lacob believes. He believes in Golden State as an ongoing free agency destination. That will have to be played out as well.
I would split the difference. This is what I'm saying. I would not gut the youth for a 35-year-old player. I would give some. I absolutely would give some. Because I don't believe that right now there's an obvious negligible difference. Like there's an obvious difference with the idea of who they will be post Steph if they quote unquote mortgage the future or not. I don't think there's an obvious difference right now, which means that is there a risk you're taking if you send some of the youth out? There is a risk that you're taking. Absolutely. There always is. It's worth the risk. It's worth the risk. The Golden State Warriors, for multiple reasons, and at the top of the list is not winning a ring, but for multiple reasons, they have got to aggressively try to be good next year and the year after. They have to. It's just the rules. It's the way that it works. You can't have Steph Curry and just... You can't half-step. So I'm not calling for gutting, but if opportunity presents itself to get a hopefully younger but productive player who you can count on for 20-plus a night, if that opportunity presents itself and it means that you need to give up some youth,
right?
You have
and
to do
some
it.
Some picks, I agree.
You have to do it.
Well, think about it in terms of Steph Curry just alone and in and of himself. If you want Steph Curry to finish his career as a Golden State Warrior, and I would imagine that everyone in the fan base, most people in the fan base, and I would say everyone in the organization wants that to happen, how do you make it so Steph doesn't covet playing for another team at any point? Steph has two more years under contract. The thinking would be this year, by mid-year or the end of the year, you're going to give Steph an extension if he wants to continue to play basketball. If you don't go for it in some way if you bring back, you know, Chris Paul is gone and Klay goes to Orlando and you just come back with Wiggins and, you know, the same cast of characters, and Steph has to do again what he did this year, which is really shoulder the load and exert a lot to be a 10 seed, would he be more or less likely to want to sign an extension and keep doing it here in Golden State?
It's just funny because I know that that people get a little bit, you know, annoyed maybe with this idea of star players controlling the organization. It's like, why do we have to let him run the show? Why do you have to automatically placate the star? And it's like, you're not wrong, but think about the other option. I mean, is that really something that you're willing to do? It's not tick Steph off, but it is like what you're basically asking is, are you okay with kind of just lollygagging your way through the remainder of his career? I think that that would be just disastrous from an entertainment standpoint.
I think from his standpoint,
yeah,
too.
You can't signal to people that you're like, well,
it's been a good run,
but later, right. later will be cool. Nobody wants to hear that, and especially not when Steph Curry is still playing ball.
Does he want to hear that? That's
of
the part
not.
That I'm stuck on, because if next year goes like this year and, you know, they're just not good enough to be a playoff team and it didn't feel like the organization did all it could to get better, then he reaches the end of next year and he's on the final year of his deal. And maybe it becomes a thing like, will Steph sign or won't he sign? And maybe Steph decides, look, I'll be 38. I do want to try and win a title one more time. Maybe I'll go to Oklahoma City, or maybe I'll go to Orlando and join Klay. I don't know. The last thing you want to do is alienate the chef.
The great Rich Mitchin is just spending cash.
Yeah.
Right now. Two more super chats. One of them, waste Steph's final years or go for a chip? I mean, I almost feel sort of like splitting the difference here. Like there's a piece of me, the whole go for a chip thing, it's like that's going to be the marketing motto. But the underbelly of this is that it's not really about that. It's not going for a chip. It's looking like you're going for a chip. And if that happens, it's fine. But the bottom line is you can look around the league and the very high likelihood is that there's no way right now for the Warriors to win a ring. That's likely.
Well, you can go for it by being a team that is at least is in the playoffs.
You have to. There, that's right. You
Dallas
have,
is going for a chip right
there
now.
There you go. You have to create the show.
Right.
And the show is we're going for a chip. And then take us on the journey. And if you don't and we're wrong, like just like this year. At the beginning of this year, we were all convinced that this was a minimum like
a top six seed.
A competitor.
Yeah, right.
I won't call him a contender, but a competitor. They ended up not even making the playoffs. But that makes it a compelling year and worth our time and Steph and Dre and TV characters and all of that. You have to do that again. If you just kind of, Klay, okay, couple years. Okay, that's it. Now let's play again. You don't look like you're trying. So there's two pieces here. You have to try. You also have to look like you're trying.
Right. And looking like you're trying is all you're really asking for. And look at the Indiana Pacers right now. They were a six seed and they won a series against Milwaukee. So
still playing.
They're going for a chip. Now, I don't think they're going to get by New York. And if they do, I don't think they get by Boston. And if they somehow do, I don't think they're as good as OKC, Minnesota, or Denver. But they're going for a chip, and you can say the same thing about the Dallas Mavericks, who the Thunder are probably better than they are, but they might be able to beat the Thunder.
We'll see.
And then Minnesota and Denver, they'll be underdogs if they face them. Dallas will not be favored in any series the rest of the way, but they're, quote, going for a chip. They were a five seed, and this is one thing Brian Geltzeiler said with Steine and Goo earlier that I thought was really interesting. He said, don't get it wrong, the regular season does matter, because everyone always says, the regular season, it doesn't matter in the NBA. And his argument was, it actually matters a lot more than people think, because it sets you up to be able to go on and do something in the postseason. So for the Warriors, the regular season actually really mattered, because you squandered so many games that you wound up as a 10 seed.
Yep.
So it turned out the regular season really does matter for a lot of teams.
Oh, it does. No doubt.
More than we think.
That Dallas OKC series starts here in about an hour and a half. I'm in on that one. Sign me up. I'm interested to see how that one goes.
Yeah.
That one's fascinating. The one seed, but young and plucky.
Sure.
She's not listening. It's okay.
Okay.
Love you, Christy. And then Dallas, who's a lot of people's like dark horse pick and has maybe the best player in the league, or certainly someone who's on a very short list.
Ugh, God.
I mean, what?
He's so hard to watch.
I know you don't like him, but
it's not about like or dislike. I watch when he plays, and there are things he does, and I go, that guy is incredible. And then the way he just cries
and pouts and flops
and sulks.
Yep.
He's a tough one to like.
Yep, but he's a great player.
Phenomenal.
Literally a great player.
I mean, between he and Jokic, it's like a couple of the best slow-mo players in history.
Well, Jokic is just, yeah.
Well, Luka's the exact same. Dribble, I'm going to shoulder you. I'm going to fall away and lazily flick it from 28. Good!
Jokic is like if Grimace played basketball.
Oh, shout out McDonald's.
There you go. More great Rich Mitchin. JK hasn't been playing as long as other NBA 21-year-olds. That's true to a certain degree.
What does that mean?
Well,
apropos of what? So therefore, he should be given more time, or?
Yeah, I think that's what he's kind of saying. Is it's you know it remains very sort of unproven and undecided where that career is going, and I think that that's fair. JK had tremendous bounce this year. He really took a big step forward. I'm a big fan. I really like the kid. But to sit here today and think that we know where that's all going to end up, what does the completed JK product look like? Oof, that's hard. I don't know. And there have been those who have said, and even on this show, there have been those who have said, JK's really good, but he doesn't really fit. And that is the interesting one for me. If I could corner Dunleavy, Kerr, and even bring Bob Myers back and ask some behind-the-scenes questions, does JK's talent fit what you do here in this offense that surrounds Steph Curry? Does it fit? I'd love to know that answer, because it does feel sometimes like the Warriors are like, let's do our thing, and then it's like, ooh, the first 10 seconds of the shot clock didn't work. All right, now let's transition into JK time. Here's the ball. Now go do something.
Yeah.
And he'll do it or he won't. And obviously he's wonderful in transition. You know, he's wonderful with a lob. But is it within the flow? Is it within the flow? I'd argue until he's consistent with the 3-point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.